question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
As Mary and I get back to our world travel get-together with all of you at just past 10:18 a.m. Eastern Time here on July 11th, show friend Lindsay Ubroth, the CEO of Preferred Hotels and Resorts, is already holding on the show hotline. So we're going to share a quick word from the team at Travel Guard Travel Insurance, and then we're going to get right to today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series.
We are. So a few weeks ago, we saw a new survey from NerdWallet who polled more than 2,000 Americans. And when it comes to new travel bookings, 45% of those questions say they'll now be buying travel insurance for their future trips.
Smart people.
Absolutely. We've been saying this for a long time now, that you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. And rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, it's good to get covered. And we suggest our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, we do talk about travel insurance regularly on this program, Mary. And folks, there are different types of coverages to protect your specific needs. But whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get protection from TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
So we last spoke with Lindsay Ubroth back on our March 7th live broadcast.
Long time ago.
It was, and it feels longer every day. The world certainly looked a lot different 4 months ago. But to get some updates from Lindsay and talk travel and the pandemic, let's get right to her for our exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Nice to reconnect with you, Lindsay. Mary and I welcome you back to the show with us, and about a million or so listeners across the country tuned in.
Great to be back.
Nice to have you back with us for sure this weekend. So I'm glad we're able to have you on today because, as Mary just said while introducing you, when you were on with us back, I can't believe it was March 7th already, the world of travel was in a much different place than it is today. I saw a report yesterday from the WTTC that detailed about a third of travel to Europe actually comes from America over the last few years, but currently that market is certainly shut off to us. And here in the New York City area where Mary and I are, about 40% of America is being told if you want to come, you're going to quarantine for 14 days before you can enjoy our area. So the pandemic restrictions are clearly having a major impact on every part of our society, certainly the hospitality and travel world for sure. What can you share with us regarding what you're seeing right now at Preferred Hotels and Resorts as far as operations and maybe your outlook for the remainder of 2020 into 2021?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a lot has changed since we last spoke. And in that time period, we went through a phase where we had about 60% of our 750 hotels that were closed, either due to, you know, state or government mandates. And I'm thrilled to say that now we have about 550 of them open, and in the next 30 days we'll be close to having 100% of our hotels that have reopened, which is fantastic.
That's great news
for
mm-hmm.
travel. As you mentioned, I think the challenges with some of the restrictions, people are limited. And you mentioned Europe, and actually certain countries like Italy used to get 80% of their business from the U.S. travelers. So what we're seeing is a shift in just globally how people travel, much more of a regionalized approach to travel. But the good news is people are traveling, and we're seeing resort destinations in particular being the most popular, things with amenities like golf courses and pools and outdoor spaces and activities having the most positive lift in terms of mm-hmm. travelers coming to visit. And we see that continuing through the end of the year and into next year as this kind of continues to play out.
Well, it's good to hear some good news, Lindsay. Thank you for sharing that. So one of the things Robert and I have spent the last 4 months or so doing on the show is we've been talking to a range of CEOs and industry decision makers within the travel and hospitality industry, kind of really to keep our audience as updated as possible as we've been going along through this as it pertains to travel. And one of the conversations we continue to have that we've had with past guests is when we think about what's going to attract someone to stay at a property. Prior to this, it was service, and I think it will always be service, but amenities, experiences, spas, things like that, these are real key decision makers when choosing hotels. But I do think during this time, we're moving towards, at least temporarily, and maybe this will be long-term, safety and sanitizing and all of that. So what are the properties aligned with Preferred Hotels and Resorts doing to safeguard guests as best as possible and sort of boost confidence?
Yeah, it's so critical right now. As you said, everybody expects good service and good beds. But now, you know, the overall sense of wellness and health and hygiene is the number one priority for not only us as a brand, but all of our properties. So, I mean, first and foremost, all the hotels are following their local, you know, whether it's the CDC or, you know, local government guidelines. But I was thrilled that we partnered with a company called Bureau Veritas, which is mm-hmm. an incredible organization that they basically provide support, operational support to help hotels reopen, to educate their employees on best practices and protocols. They can do virtual video audits. They're doing on-site audits, and then they're continuing to do this, you know, throughout the time that they're working with hotels. But it really is a best-in-class hygiene program that aligns with whatever countries are doing so locally and globally. And it's a good way for anybody who's staying at our properties to know that, you know, we place a high priority on the well-being and vitality of our customers, and now your health and hygiene is the number one thing. So,
well, it has to be.
That kind of level of standard of excellence in a partner like them, I think, has been really, really important.
Well, really,
I think that will certainly
mile.
To instill confidence. You know, folks, and if you're listening right now, I mean, Preferred Hotels and Resorts associated with some terrific properties. I know last year, Lindsay, around this time, I miss it, frankly. You mentioned Italy. It made me think about it.
Bologna.
Right around this, we were over in Bologna at the Palazzo di Verinagna. We were doing a live broadcast in their great area, you know, in the foothills overlooking the city. But, you know, you've got properties, whether it's up in Cape Cod, the Wacasset Resort we've been to, or the Inn at Perry Cabin in Maryland. I know the Salamander Resorts down in Virginia, Montage Deer Valley, Wynn Las Vegas, and Encore. People didn't know that Lodge at Pebble Beach, probably like 25 locations or so in Florida. We've been up to Hotel Captain Cook. Hotel Monteleone. How's demand? I mean, really, what I want to know is anything you're seeing out there at these properties that they maybe are doing to kind of help guests still feel special while having to somewhat isolate and social distance?
I think what's so wonderful about our property, because they are all one of a kind and unique, and I think that people are still craving those special moments, and demand has been great. And I think hotels are trying to reopen. They're not running at 100% occupancy for a lot of safety reasons, but what they're trying to do is create those lasting memories regardless. And I think what's coming back in vogue is some of these high touch things that, you know, you used to think of white glove service and why would you have anybody, you know, in a elevator pressing your button. But some of these things have become in vogue again. But it's things like, you know, taking advantage of outdoor spaces, you know, putting in the fire pits, making sure that the kids can do, you know, the s'mores and the campfires, making sure that the activities, especially for families, are relevant and things that everybody can participate in. A lot of private cooking classes are taking place, you know, especially for resorts that have kind of a residence component to it, which a lot of ours do. But the pool experience is still wonderful. It's just you've got a lot more space. So in some ways, you've got a more intimate experience than you have in the past. But you're still able to have a lot of fun. And I think, you know, I've heard of tie-dye T-shirt making things for kids. And I think they're just trying to make sure that they're still active and that they feel – all the hotels feel like they have a good vibe to them. I'll put it that way. There's an energy to it. You don't feel like the hotels are –
Well, I think that's important because so often, you know, we all connect with the properties in some way or another from what they offer. But one thing I want to get to, we've only got about 2 minutes or so with you, but at the end of last month, you launched Loving Local. And, you know, we often say on this show that sometimes we have some wonderful gems pretty much in our own backyard. So what can you tell everybody listening and how can they partake?
So Loving Local, we call it our hyper-local travel. So it's really kind of the open road limited series. You know, you get in your car and you can drive somewhere in a few hours. We're wanting people to get out and explore locally, create great memories. And it's a great program. It's a two-night minimum stay, best rate available, breakfast for two people, and a credit during the stay, somewhere between $20 and $70. So it's great value. And they also get all of our I Prefer Loyalty benefits, which include upgrades and extra points and things like that. So it's a way for us to encourage people. If you're not willing to get on an airplane or travel long distance, there's so many wonderful places right in your own backyard. I know I just went and stayed at the Montage Laguna Beach, which is 15 minutes
away. That's a great property. Yeah.
Fantastic property, but it's a good way to kind of break that quarantine rut and go do something and create great memories. And the hotels are doing some phenomenal things for the guests that are walking through their doors.
And I know you have also enhanced the I Prefer program. And I do want to remind everybody who's listening right now, if you're not an I Prefer member with Preferred Hotels and Resorts, go to their website. Well, actually, go to our website.
Go to
rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you're going to see a banner that allows you to enroll today for exclusive elite status. And if you click and enter your information, you'll instantly become a top I Prefer member. You can go enjoy all these properties. And that's only for the listeners of our show. So, Lindsay, we really appreciate you checking in with us today. We will continue to have you back on to stay updated. Please give our best to your team, and we hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
My pleasure. Stay safe and continue to believe in travel.
Thank you. Take care, Lindsay. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Take care.
All right, there goes Lindsay Mary. Good conversation.
I always enjoy talking to her. All right, as we pause for this quick break, go sign up now for your elite status with I Prefer. You cannot miss that big banner. It's right there at the top of rmworldtravel.com.
You can't miss it for sure, folks. 80% of the program is still ahead over the next 90 minutes, and we're going to get to all of it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.